Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were really strong in all three categories. Hedge funds are big buyers today, bought a significant amount of grain. Estimated about 6,000-7,000 contracts of beans, purchased around 10,000 contracts of corn, and around 6,000 contracts of wheat. So there are buyers across the board. Some of that support and reasoning they were buying was from the outside markets, such as the U.S. dollar. It was down 67 points in the December dollar today, 95.56. Really, all the commodities, oil is up $2.07 at $48.34 in the November contract. So a really strong day across the entire commodity complex. Now, there's a lot of conversation regarding the lows and whether or not the lows are in for the grains at this point. We've rallied significantly off the lows, and the technicals are starting to perk up. We're above some critical moving averages for the corn, beans, and wheat. So there's going to be a lot of talk. It's also the time of year that that tends to happen. Being harvest time, that's typically the lowest time of the year for the corn and beans. As all of that new grain hits the market, and if there's nowhere immediately to go to it, that's typically the time of year that the market will make its lows. Of course, time will tell.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Yesterday afternoon, the crop progress report showed that corn was 27% harvested. They were expecting 30%, so a little bit behind pace. Beans, on the other hand, faster than normal at 41% harvested, and we were expecting 35%. It's interesting to see that corn and beans are going in different directions. Winter wheat planted, 49%. The average for this time of year is 51%. So right in line with where we need to be. There's been a lot of talk that people are waiting around for rain. But we're right in line with where we need to be. Hedge funds are still short the wheat. They're short 100 million bushels of wheat, long 365 million bushels of corn, and short 160 million bushels of beans. The USDA reports this Friday, October 9th at 11 a.m. It's going to give us the latest quarterly stocks, production, yield, that sort of thing. Early estimates suggest that they'll probably lower it a little bit from where the USDA was. The latest one was the Bloomberg estimates. They're estimating corn, the total crop to be 13.482 billion bushels, where the USDA was 13.585. So they're going to move about 100 million bushels off of it, or estimated to. And beans are a little bit smaller as well, 3.911 billion bushels.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, October live cattle down 132 at 140.37. December down 130 at 142.67. September feeder cattle down 130 at 198.10, with October down 140 at 194.35. October lean hogs 50 lower at $67, and December down 117 at 62.30. September Kansas City wean up a half at 466.5. December up a quarter at 489.25. September Chicago wean down 5.25 at 489.75. September corn down 3.75 at 361.75. December down 3.75 at 373.25. September soybeans down 16.5 at 877.75. November down 12.75 at 865. October cotton down 120 at 62.56. December December down 65 at 62.51. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.